This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Betty Martini. And Betty has been at the job of trying to educate people about the dangers of aspartame for pretty close to 20 years. You must understand, ladies and gentlemen, they're poisoning the American people. They're putting things into our food that they know will lower fertility, and it's doing a good job, actually. If it weren't for all the immigrants, why, our fertility rate here in the United States would be far below the level of reproduction. And if we don't have immigrants coming in who haven't been poisoned from the early life as far as their fertility, the fertility rate here would be below the level of reproduction of our population. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. It's not only aspartame, it's bisphenols they put in our plastics that line almost every tin can you buy. The chemicals that we use for sprays and odor and deodorants, certainly the genetically modified food, the fluoride in the water, they know what they're doing. But who is sounding the alarm? Absolutely no one. The media is controlled, and they're going right along with this. And anybody like Betty who brings out the truth is going to be demonized and marginalized. And that's why it's your job to tell people what's going on and how this is all about population control. In fact, Betty, you actually had a call in the middle of the night from somebody at the FDA who told you it was all about population control, didn't you?
Yes, absolutely. I said, people are sick and dying all over the world. You don't do anything. He said, so what? We need to depopulate. And this was all about...
We need to depopulate. Who was this turkey? And why was he calling you?
Michael Delaney.
What?
His name is Michael Delaney, Department of Health and Human Services.
And he called you at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Absolutely. It was really kind of a shock. My husband says the FDA wants to talk to you. I said, at this time of night, and I asked him, I said, what are you calling at this time of night? He said, well, Obama wants us to finish up all correspondence from 2007. We're working around the clock. And I said, well, then you better go back 9 years because you haven't answered the citizens' petition for a ban that requires you answer it in 180 days from 2002. And I said, the imminent health hazard in 2007 is supposed to be answered in a week or 10 days. He says, it's not going to happen. In other words, we're the FDA, and we're going to serve above the law, and we're not going to do it.
And then
so that is what the FDA said.
But they said it's all about depopulation.
Yes, that was it. He said, we need to depopulate.
We need to depopulate. Ladies,
so he doesn't care about all the sick and
poisoning you and your children. I mean, here's an admission from an FDA official. Why isn't that on the headlines? And why isn't that on 60 Minutes? Why did they spend 60 Minutes yesterday the whole evening trying to convince us that they really killed Bin Laden? a week ago, and that Bin Laden was responsible for the 9/11 attack. Here is an attack that's killed millions of people, or at least prevented them from being born. And of course, it's, the aspartame is one of the things that is carcinogenic, and of course, they're suppressing the treatment, so many effective treatments for cancer. And where is the outrage? Why, of course, we've got to be more concerned about Lindsay Lohan and Tiger Woods and, of course, the upcoming football season, and certainly about the theatrical procedure when they, of course, flew in heroically to kill an unarmed man. Well, Betty, let's get into the background of aspartame. And in fact, we increasingly know, it doesn't aspartame actually contribute to the incidence of lymphoma?
Oh, absolutely.
What do we know about that? I mean, here's something that is a carcinogen, and we're so concerned about human life. And what do we know about the relationship between aspartame and lymphomas?
Well, first of all, just as quickly as aspartame was put on the market, brain lymphoma shot up. And Dr. Roberts wrote in a peer-reviewed journal about this. And, of course, we always knew it was a multipotential carcinogen, but then Dr. Siffredi with the Ramazzini Institute back in 2005 did a study which was peer-reviewed by seven world experts that it is a multipotential carcinogen. Actually did three studies. He says it showed that it causes leukemia and lymphoma, kidney disease, cranial cancer, kidney cancer. And the last study was showing that it just takes a small amount of aspartame to cause cancer, and that if a pregnant woman uses it and the baby survives, the child can grow up, you know, to have cancer. So it's extremely serious, and it's not like the FDA did not know, because you can get on mpwhi.com, my website, scroll down to the congressional records, and read where their own toxicologist, Dr. Adrian Gross, said, look, this caused brain cancer and brain tumors, and therefore it violates the Delaney Amendment. And how can you set an ADI, you know, for something that causes cancer? But his last words, you know, will never be forgotten. He says, if the FDA violates its own laws, who's left to protect the public? But it did cause all kinds of cancers, and they filtered them out, which was in the Bressler report. And if you read the last report I put out when he died, you know, over a course of 8 years, you know, I talked to Jerome Bressler. I thanked him for being somebody honest within the FDA who put out this information. He says, Betty, said the worst 20% the FDA deleted from my report, and you've simply got to get it back. And so I had Dr. Blaylock and Dr. Roberts call him because I wanted it to be on the record, you know, that he just didn't tell this to one person. But it wasn't until 8 years later, I know that Lane Shore in Chicago, where he lives, went to see him, and we constantly spoke with him until we finally got a hold of those two studies. And they were horrible, and they're teratology studies.
And hold that thought, Betty. Hold that thought.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan here, Dr. Stan of the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning versus a Betty Martini. You know, at the beginning of the 20th century, that would have been the early 1900s, why, about 1 in 17 people got cancer. By 1940, it was 1 in 10. Today, it's 1 in 3. How many people do you know who have died a slow, lingering, painful death from cancer? Basically, there are all sorts of effective treatments out there for cancer treatment that have been suppressed, not available in America. If you've not seen the DVD we carry called Cancer, The Forbidden Cures, Cancer, The Forbidden Cures, you need to get it. You have the producer's permission to copy it and disseminate it. Now, they're suppressing the treatments, but they're actively putting things into the diet for everyone that produce cancer. They know what they're doing. They put it in the chewing gum for little children. They put it certainly into their medicines that they give them, into children's food. They put it into the yogurt, much of the oat yogurt you have, much of the they used to have it in the Smucker's jams and things. They have it in Campbell's. Do they have it in Campbell's soup, or is that MSG, Betty?
Well, that's MSG, but at least it used to be. But now they've got Cinemix in it, and it's Campbell's and Heinz and Coke that are behind that using it. So I would never use a Campbell's product because, and you can. Like I say, you can go to the website and read about it. It was Robert Cohen that wrote the report and did the research that they actually use aborted fetal cells in Cinemax. And Cinemax is an MSG. It's like MSG. It's a flavor enhancer, which is why I don't know if they're still using that or just this. But the FDA told them that they did not have to label it and that it would be under artificial flavors. And as you know, natural and artificial flavors is what they use to hide things and where they do put MSG and aspartame.
Okay, and so whenever you see that natural flavoring, or that is...
Run from it.
A key that they're covering up what they're putting in. And ladies and gentlemen, you've got to start using the labels and get away from these pre-processed fuel foods because they are specifically designed to destroy your life and the lives of unborn children. But the aspartame is it put in so many of the things they call it NutraSweet, call it what you will. It's there. It's used as an artificial sweetener. What about the Smucker's products? Do they still carry them?
They had aspartame in it, and then they changed to Splenda. And I have a check recently. They just went from one poison to the other. And there's no really way to be safe unless you just give up processed foods, which is what I've tried to do. Because there are so many reports, then you've got Neotame, a more powerful aspartame. They don't have to label, and now they're trying to get Advantane approved. I think they did in New Zealand, and this had been tested before they even got around to doing that and found that it interacted. It's on the Aspartame Toxicity Center website, that research. And so, you know, they just don't give up. And then they figured, well, you know, it's all over the world. So many people know about it because now, you know, we have operations in 42 countries of the world. So they've changed the name to AminoSweet. And as you know, I put all that on an aspartame resource guide. And anybody that wants to email me at biddym19@manspring.com, then they'll have all that information in writing, including the way that Don Rumsfeld got it on the market, and that it was never, never approved by science, but by the political chicanery of Rumsfeld. And even Dr. Jacqueline Verrett, the other FDA toxicologist, who testified before Congress in 1987, and it had already been on the market now since 1981, and she says it still hasn't been proven safe. And, of course, that's because it can't be proven safe. It's a chemical poison.
And Donald Rumsfeld is a mass murderer, not because he got us into the war over there in Afghanistan and Iraq, but because he knew. He knew this product was producing cancer, and he knew it produced tumors, brain tumors in children, and yet he got it in there anyway.
And that's what Dr. James Bowen told the FDA 20 years ago. This is mass poisoning of the American public and more than 70-plus countries of the world. It's over 100, but with Codex, they can now put aspartame in products in countries that where it was never approved. So it's a, you know, they're really just mass, it's just mass poisoning. They're killing the people.
And ladies and gentlemen, the thing is that they actually put this in Diet Coke. They put this in Diet Pepsi. And then it contributes to degenerative neurological diseases. I mean, it produces pathological obesity. It actually, poisons of the brain. It has a toxic effect on the brain, produces convulsions. They know it produces brain tumors in children, but they don't care. It's all about population control. There are too many people in the world. Go ahead, Betty.
I have been arguing with the food standards because they never did a null on menthol, and null means no observable adverse effect level. And they have to do this before they do studies. And the FDA never did a no. So we're having this discussion because they could not answer the questions I posed. They said, well, we just can't get together, you know. And I said, yes, if we've got the facts, if you could prove aspartame safe, then you would. But in the meantime, I went to their website and almost fell off my chair because, you know, it takes a lot to shock me, but here they're discussing the allowable daily intake for a 12-week infant, and I really gave it to them. You know, Dr. John Olney, who founded the field of neuroscience called excitotoxicity, tried to prevent approval. And on the website, you know, you can read his 49-page report to the FDA on how aspartame would destroy the brains of our children. And when Rumsfeld got it on the market, then, the FDA says, well, no child will ever use it. And, of course, once it's on the market, they just did anything they want, some pediatric vitamins and pediatric drugs. Now they are doing in the UK, they're considering putting a pregnancy warning on aspartame there. And the FDA never did, and we found these sealed reports, which I've just put on web, and you'll find it. You click on Aspartame News, and you'll see Searle report, and first of all, this is the one that Dr. Blaylock went over that said he could understand the fertility problems, the endometriosis, the atrophy testicles. And there's another one that says FDA admitted aspartame causes birth defects, and that's the other sealed report. And you will see where the FDA said aspartame causes birth defects. And the reason that the UK is considering that proposal is because of the Denmark study that showed that aspartame jumped preterm baby up to 78%. And, of course, aspartame is an abortifacient, so you can expect all kinds of problems. Now, they did this on humans, and I've written them, and I said, well, I want to find out what happened to the babies, because I would imagine that, you know, that there would be a very large amount that are autistic or mentally retarded. And as Dr. Blaylock says, an excitotoxin, sometimes, you know, if they, you know, they're born alive, that you can't tell until puberty a lot of the effects. So that's a really serious problem as far as fertility problems, and it's an endocrine disrupting agent and stimulates prolactin and changes the menses and causes fertility as well. Then if you
but there are many people at the FDA who know what they're doing. Because there's nothing they can do about it. They come forward and speak why they're going to get into all sorts of problems. And, of course, there are people there at the FDA who are all in favor of population control. And the question is, well, if this is true, why isn't this on the front page of every newspaper in America? And it's simply because the media is controlled. They're poisoning the American people. They put this in Wrigley's chewing gum. And chewing gum so the kids will get the maximum dose of it. They know what they're doing to our children. Where is your outrage, ladies and gentlemen? Why aren't you simply talking on this one subject if we can convince the public they are intentionally poisoning our children? And Betty has all of the information. I mean, is that Bressler report that you send out now? The complete Bressler report.
Yes, we added those territorial studies back, and you can even Google it. FDA, you know, hid damning studies on aspartame. It'll come right up, but it is on our website, and that has them. And Wayne Shore, Mission Possible Chicago, one of these health things that are in their assisted living. He was over there just before he died and handed them to him, and he says, here is your completed report. And I'm so glad that was done before he died.
And so how many people are drinking Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi because they want to lose weight? And what do they find? Why do they put on weight? Why? Because it's actually stimulates, you know, being fat. They give it to pregnant women so they don't lose, so they won't put on weight. And what does it do? It destroys their children and creates abortions and birth defects in the children. And the average doctor has no knowledge of this. And yet the studies are there. What would this Denmark study show, Betty?
Well, that was just done. You know, on pregnant women of all things, and that was on preterm. You know, your baby being born preterm, and it jumps it up to 78%. And all these independent.
I'm sorry. What was 78%?
That means that it jumped preterm babies up to 78%. That 78% of them. Could have preterm babies.
Okay,
did.
Fine.
So that was, you know, very, very serious. And, of course, you know, the agencies actually rebut that. Any independent study, you notice the study came out recently that linked diet drinks to strokes and heart attacks. And, of course, we've known that, you know, for years and years. Dr. Blaylock, Dr. Roberts, Dr. Bowen have written reports on, you know, how it causes new regular heart rhythm and interacts with all cardiac medication and damages the cardiac conduction system and causes sudden death. But even though that study is out, the FDA just ignores it. The Food Standards ignores it. The European Food Safety Association ignores it. It's as if nobody did it. In other words, if it's on aspartame, and the FDA, of course, is they get half their money from Big Pharma, and so they're loyal to them, and they've betrayed the public trust, and they simply will not do anything about it, and they don't answer letters. You know, my foyer that I sent was back in October. They haven't answered it. And when they can't answer it, and you ask them direct questions like, does this has been proven, this has been proven, this has been proven, they just don't answer it, even though they're required by law.
Well, these people are above the law because this is all about population control. They know what they're doing. They're poisoning our children. And it's by every one of the people, officials from the FDA admitted this to Betty. And, of course, why doesn't the New York Times tell us this? And, of course, the difficult thing is that New York Times and the Washington Post and ABC and CBS and NBC and all of the major networks are in on this. They're suppressing the information. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Are you outraged? You ought to be.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, I just stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Betty Martini. If you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Betty, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get the information that that you have. I mean, you compiled information for close to 20 years, and you've got all of these government reports, all of these are things that have been written by responsible scientists trying to expose the fact that they're intentionally poisoning our children. How can people get your information?
They can go to www.mpwhi.com. If you can't remember the initials, it stands for Mission Possible World Health International. And you know we have www.doorway.com, one O in the door, D-O-R-W-A-Y.com as well. And if you want a, the Aspartame Resource Guide, which has the history, it's BettyM19@manspring.com.
All right, who's calling in?
Yeah, good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Mark Call here in Iowa. I've just got a quick question for Betty. Certainly, Betty, I appreciate all your fine work and your attempts to bring this issue front and center to people. But I'm curious, and I have been to your website. I know you have a little bit of information, but it always looks like, given the probability of genetic engineering and things, they're always changing. Can you update us on what you know about stevia and products like stevia that seem to be, at least for now, a healthy alternative for those that are on candida diets and things like that?
Well, actually, I'm glad you asked that, because stevia by itself, the green form, helps in the metabolism of sugar and fights bacteria. The only problem is you've got to read the label, because people add additives. In Brazil, they add aspartame to it. So, and you can't, or at least we don't recommend that you use Cruvia, which Coke used ingredient of stevia, but then they put erythritol in there, sugar alcohol, that to sweeten it, and then the combination with all these chemicals are causing people to react. And I'm really not sure if they're going, you know, from one bad thing to another, because aspartame is a chemical hypersensitization agent, and as Dr. Bowen said, if they go from aspartame to Splenda, they'll maintain the reactions of aspartame and pick up those from the Splenda. But the one safe sweetener, because Dr. Blaylock did ask for analysis, is just like sugar, which is just food. It has no additives because it's been analyzed, and it's chicory, which has been used for 70 years to improve the health of diabetics. And they just made, Dr. Leonard Caldwell called the company and said, hey, how about baking some hot chocolate, you know, because so many companies have got so much trash in it. And they sent me some of it, and it's like drinking a candy bar. It doesn't have anything in it but, you know, pure chocolate and vanilla bean, no additives. So this is a good company, www.justlikesugarinc.com, and Whole Foods carries that product.
Okay, that one is one that I saw it on your website. I had not been familiar with it before, but we'll check that out. And it sounds like, so if we avoid Truvia, there are some other stevia manufacturers. Do you know any of those that are equally free of contaminants?
Stevita Company has a good one. And Just Like Sugar used to sell just the pure green that is so safe. I'm not sure that they do it now that they, you know, that they have Just Like Sugar. But you really have to go into a health food store, you know, in your area. I don't know where you're from. And just look for, just tell them, I would like a stevia product that has no additives in it, pure green.
Okay. Yeah, well, we've been buying stevia for a while, but Truvia certainly is the one that is the easiest to find, and you find it at some of the big warehouse stores. Of course, it's lots cheaper to buy in bulk that way. One last question, I guess. How about, is it possible to grow the stevia plant, given that I saw the concern about genetic engineering, and you got to figure, hey, maybe the thing to do is to try and get some of these plants and grow them yourself in your herb garden or something. I haven't even looked at that. Is that a real probability of something we could be able to do at home?
Well, I live in Duluth, Georgia, and I noticed yesterday when I was looking for some herbs that they did have stevia plants. So they have them here. I guess it depends upon which state that you're in. I know they grow it in North Carolina. So you'll have to check with your, you know, where Pikes or wherever you buy. This was
okay. Well, we're in Colorado. Of course, this network is in the Front Range of Colorado primarily, and I've never seen it at a store, but I hadn't actually thought to go out and look yet at one of the big gardener shops, so we'll try that. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
All right. Again, our telephone number, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Is that the root of the spevia plant that they use, Betty?
Well, it had green leaves. I could tell you that. I just happened to notice it up on the shelf.
Well, I mean, do they make the product out of the leaves or out of the root or what?
It's the green leaf. It's the green leaf.
I see, and they grind them up then.
Yes, uh-huh. In fact, just like sugar, it sent me a bottle of it at one time, and I think somebody must have borrowed it, but, you know, it was just all pieces of a green product which came directly from the leaf.
But just like sugar is the most efficient one for getting the product out then.
Yes, and since they've come out with it, and Dr. Blaylock wrote finally a safe sweetener, and we told people on the list, all these years there has never been a reaction, and diabetics have said, you know, that all of a sudden the doctor wanted to know, well, what's happening? You know, your blood work's gotten normal, and their diabetic problems had disappeared because they'd been using aspartame, and you know, this is one of the most serious problems. They push it on somebody like diabetics that are compromised, where it actually precipitates diabetes and simulates and aggravates diabetic retinopathy and neuropathy, destroys the optic nerve from the free methyl alcohol, interacts with insulin, causes diabetics to go into convulsions. And you know, you carry Dr. Roberts' big book, and he's a diabetic specialist, and all that information is in there. I got an email yesterday about one of the patients that got off of it. They've been declared legally blind, you know, from the methanol, and yesterday they got their sight back, and I thought that was just wonderful if you just know to get off of it.
I think for our listeners out there, basically, as aspartame, one of the breakdown products, is methyl alcohol. Methyl alcohol produces blindness. And, of course, you can get some people have actually died or come close to death from methanol poisoning because they've been drinking lots of aspartame. And here's somebody who got off of the aspartame, and their sight came back. And people don't understand. Actually, there have been a lot of people who've had wood alcohol poisoning from taking aspartame, haven't there, Betty?
Yes, there's one lady that is in prison, in a Virginia prison, Diane Fleming, whose athletic husband, you know, was worked out, played basketball, and used aspartame all day, and he died of methanol poisoning, and they put her in prison 30 years.
And ladies and gentlemen, they'll do anything to cover up what they're brewing. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
There's a trend underway at America's farms, ranches, and rodeos, and that trend is to Tartar Farm and Ranch, the nation's number one manufacturer of farm and ranch equipment. Tartar offers hundreds of top-quality American-made products for ranchers, ropers, hunters, and every type of farmer, horses, cattle, or goats, for work, for hobby, or both. Visit TartarFarmAndRanch.com for all of our products and a dealer near you. Tartar Farm and Ranch, working harder since 1945. Ranch.com. For all of our products and a dealer near you. Tartar Farm and Ranch, working harder since 1945.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Betty Martini. Betty, have you ever put all of this onto a DVD? Have you ever given a talk where you brought out all these things?
Well, yes. I mean, I lecture everywhere, and for instance, on that aspartame resource guide, you know, it has some URLs, and one of them is an aspartame warning flyer, but because it's used, you know, to send to people it's much longer, and it goes into just about everything.
It's so violent.
I don't have it on a DVD. I will say that there's going to be another movie made very soon. In fact, they've already been down here and interviewed me, and they have it on a DVD. I want to get a lot of the most serious things out for people to know. In fact, I just sent them something that this man who worked for General Foods and worked around aspartame, it was a very thing. Of course, all these people that work around it are all sick, everyone that's ever gotten in touch with me. But it was an interesting point that General Foods had made to him, and that was that's ever gotten in touch with me. When you get any, they keep it in a cage, the NutraSweet, and they say, just take a tiny, tiny bit, and that one teaspoon. If one teaspoon of a product, you know, the whole formula will do that, why in the world would anybody use it? So I think that he's also, you know, it'll be on DVD.
This man worked for General Food, and did they acknowledge to him how poisonous this product was?
When it'll be on DVD. He said that he used to take that before he could go over to the cage and get some. He says he always had to take a headache pill, and of course he's take that before just about every problem on the list since he's left. When they work around it, you know, I've seldom see people get problem on. It's a very, very serious matter because they're there every day around the product, and most of them, you know, with the soft drink, they tell me that it's a very, very serious. And I know that one man here in Augusta. Well, actually, it was two men walked in without protection and dropped dead, and the other one destroyed his lungs. And so, you know, when something is that poisonous, and after all, one dropped dead and the other. The ecologist, which is also on our website, The Shocking Story of the World's, if you read the ecologist, Wheatner, from 2005, it starts out telling you that aspartame was listed with the Pentagon calling sweetener, prospective biochemical warfare weapon submitted to Congress. And obviously they found out it was addictive, depopulated a prospective biochemical, and they put it on the market. And I told you I went to the stockholders meeting and got up in front of a 1,000 stockholder people that were there that owned stock and held up Dr. Roberts' huge medical text so that they would believe it, and told the chairman, you know, that Diet Coke's poisoning the world.
And here they're putting it in Diet Coke, they're putting it in Diet Pepsi, they're putting it in all the products for our children, they're giving it to pregnant women where they know it will do the most damage at all. And of course, if you can get these pregnant women, 78% have premature birth, it will do, what's that going to do to the children? It's going to damage them irreparably. They know what they're doing. It's all about population control. Does anybody out there really care? I mean, you should be standing in front of your local food stores and talking to people about this. You ought to be talking to people in your church. You ought to
be talking
to your doctor.
Yeah, we give out flyers. I mean, we have flyers. And until Don Harkins died, you know, he made the Artificial Yeast Times, which was a 28-page booklet. And we go to grocery stores and give them out. Anybody that buys an aspartame product, you know, immediately gets it. And we have activists all over the world that do that. And, in fact, I think one of the funniest things that happened, I always stop an ambulance activist. They're picking up all these heart attacks and seizures that happened from aspartame, and gave one of these magazines. And I was in the emergency room one day, and this young man came in and hugged and kissed me. And I turned around and I said, "Do I know you?" And he says, "You don't remember stopping my ambulance?" And I said that, well, that was probably me. He says, "Well, we used it ourselves, and we got it out of our house. We had medical problems. They disappeared. We started training other medics about it and found out that most of the problems that we were picking up, you were right, were from aspartame, and it made a big difference." And that shows you what activism does. If you just save one life a day, you know, like forwarding the aspartame resource guide, you know, you read that and you won't want it. But, you know, and finding out how it's made, genetically engineered, like Dr. Deagle says, that they get it from the sanitation department, from your toilet to the sanitation department to the aspartame industry that puts that terrible stuff, you know, in your food.
And people need to know what they're doing, and people need to know that they know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know what they're doing. It's vitally important you get this information out. And if you talk to your doctor, if we could just get people to understand one of the things they're doing, and the reason that they can do it is because they control the media and they all work together. Donald Rumsfeld's a mass murderer who dwarfs Adolf Hitler in anything that he did. And yet, of course, Donald Rumsfeld always gets good play from the media. And yet, of course, he was the one who got this put into our diet, knowing full well how terribly poisonous it was. But it's all about population control. Once you understand that so much of what goes on today is population control, you can understand why they're suppressing treatments for cancer, why they're allowing carcinogens into our diet. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, the enemy is not in Beijing. The enemy is not in Moscow. The enemy is not hiding in a cave in Pakistan. He died a long time ago. But the enemy, of course, is in New York City at 68th Street, the Harold Pratt House. The headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations, and one of their major objectives is population control. And you'd never guess, Donald Rumsfeld is or has been a member of that organization. Well, our guest has been Betty Martini. Thanks so much, Betty. We'll talk to you later.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Dan, and certainly we do carry the Brewster Report. We have Dr. Roberts' excellent book, Aspartame, The Forgotten Epidemic. We have another book by Dr. Roberts on aspartame. You can call us and get Dr. Roberts' books on aspartame by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We certainly have the DVD, Sweet Remedy, another one called Sweet Mystery. Let's see, Sweet Mystery. Sweet Misery. Sweet Misery and Sweet Sweet Misery and Sweet Remedy. Those are the two DVDs we carry. If you only get one, get the Sweet Remedy. And then we have Dr. Blaylock's excellent book, Excitotoxins, The Taste It Kills. The information is there. We have 2 4-tape sets on aspartame with interviews with the various people who have been on the front lines of this. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. You need to get this information. You need to go to Betty's website. You can pull down the Brewster Report, but you can get it from us as well. We have to charge you for it because we got to put these things together. But you need to get this information. You need to help us get it out across America. 1-800-544-8927. If you don't think that there's a population control agenda, why you need to get our DVD, Cancer, The Forbidden Cures. Cancer, The Forbidden Cures. You need to get the DVD on the chemtrails, with the geoengineering, the atmosphere, and that's What in the World Are They Spraying? What in the World Are They Spraying? Put up by a good friend, Ed Griffin, and you'll actually see them in Washington, D.C., talking to the congressman about the geoengineering of the atmosphere, and see how the congressmen, some of them, run away because they don't want to go on record. They know they're geoengineering. They're spraying aluminum and barium, and, of course, getting into our atmosphere is getting into us. Aluminum is highly toxic. We have a great DVD by Dr. David Ayoub on aluminum toxicity. One of the most toxic substances in the world. They're spraying into the atmosphere. It's getting into the trees. It's getting into the crops. It's getting into the soil. It's getting into the whales. And we did an interview with Betty recently talking about they've done skin biopsies on whales. The aluminum toxicity in whales is horrible. And, of course, the people who eat whale meat and whale oil, of course, getting the aluminum, but of course it's highly toxic to the nervous system. They know what they're doing. They're poisoning the whole world. Why would you do that? Because there are too many people in the world. You need to hear my talk on planned population reduction. They plan to kill off most of the people in the world. That's what the message on the Georgia Guidestones is. That's why Jacques Cousteau said, we've got to eliminate 350,000 people a day. We have the UNESCO Courier Report where he actually says that, November 1991. They're all available from Radio Liberty. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. People may not want to believe you when you tell them that there's an organized effort to destroy our economy and to impoverish the American people. People may not believe you when you tell them that they're planning on taking us into another world war. Maybe they'll believe you about aspirin. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation.